It's live. Good morning, Lagos.
Good morning, Lagos.
How was your weekend?
Are you asking me? It was the best.
Where'd you go?
Oh my God, I went out to had fun
with that special someone.
Okay. Okay. Jesus is a special.
Hey.
But anyway, I had it. In fact, my week was. This is one of my best weekends
that's
ever.
So sweet. I like it when a girl has fun on the weekend. Yeah. It's superb, especially because you have to come back to work and all the wahala that comes with work. You look it. You look very happy because when I saw you this morning, you were dancing into the studio. I'm just like, what is going on?
Don't worry. The Lord's doing his marvelous in our eyes.
Don't worry, I'm about to take over. 9 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. Welcoming you officially to What's Up Lagos, the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station. And don't forget, Lagos' best conversation resides right here.
Mm-hmm.
Take that to the bank. Any bank, by the way.
Any bank.
Except Babalawo Bank, because I'm not there.
You just said any bank. Okay, accept it.
Because I'm not there.
Babalawo safe does not have bank, so we are safe.
Yeah,
okay. If you find Babalawo that have bank, you are on your own.
All right, from now till 12 o'clock, it promises to be an interesting time. It's still holiday, yes. Some of us don't even remember. You know, it didn't even hit me until later that, it's still a public holiday. But you know, for us, every day is a work day, you know.
Imagine if we all had to stay home today.
Nah, man. No radio, no TV. God, no. Agree. Look, see, you are your indispensable companionship.
Companion. No, it's okay. You can call it companion.
Companion.
Tongue.
By the way, shout out to Stretch, who's still awake at the Hague. He sends his love, he sends his hugs and kisses to those in Ikorodu. That's always kidnapping.
And those of you that he has asked about your blood group, he's sending the kisses to you.
He's sending kisses
to
you. We've allowed it. That's why you can hear it. I'm just letting you know, because on a normal day, you're not going to get nothing. My name is Mary Ann Akon, and she is
Feta.
As usual, to us, to together, both of us, with our feminine energy. Yes, the two both of us.
Yes.
We're going to make your day. Hello. So, and to all those who are Muslim faithfuls that are enjoying the last day of holiday for the week, how far? What's going on? Are you good? Blessings. Let's start the show with our sound off as usual. When we finish sounding off, we go into our musings. Today's Monday, and so we don't have a full day because, of course, the later parts of the show will be taken over by Power Solutions. But in the meantime, let's sound off. It's very, very important. Are you ready? Let's do this.
Life can be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Tobi Amusu has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Mbaduba, has been arraigned before an Ogbe magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3. Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
And this is Sound Off. Nigeria's debt profile has risen to 6 trillion naira. Yes, our World Bank debt has risen to 6 trillion naira. Apparently, our borrowing from the World Bank has risen by 121.46% under the Buhari regime. Apparently, the Punch newspaper has learned that the total debt owed the World Bank Group by Nigeria rose by $7.64 billion. That's about 3.52 trillion naira, using the exchange rate of the Central Bank of Nigeria, which was about 460.53 naira per dollar as of April 23, 2023. Now, specifically, the country's indebtedness to Washington, D.C., United States-based lender, rose from 6.29 billion naira, that's 2.9 trillion naira, as of December 2015, to 13.93 billion naira. I beg your pardon. $13.93 billion, which is 6.42 trillion naira as of December of 2022. Now, according to data from the external debt stock report by the Debt Management Office, The newly released World Bank fiscal year 2022 audited financial statements for IDA showed that Nigeria has moved to the fourth position on the list with $13 billion IDA debt stock as of June 30, 2022. So this shows that Nigeria accumulated about $1.3 billion IDA debt within a fiscal year, with the country taking over the fourth top debtor position from Vietnam. This debt differs from the outstanding loan from World Bank's International Bank for Reconstruction and Development. So it's totally different too from the other one. Here we are.
Here we are. You're permitted to breathe. Breathe again. The only question I'm out to ask, what did we buy?
Because it's funny. It sounds funny to her, but it's not funny. Don't forget that last week, the National Assembly had been calling on the Attorney General, Abubakar Malami, to come and talk about 200 million, if I'm not mistaken, $200 million, if I'm not mistaken, I'm not sure, that has been accrued from oil that was unaccounted for. The Debt Management Office raised that flag. He and the finance minister are supposed to. It took them so long to finally say, okay, we're coming. Money's missing. Our oil has been missing. Yes, it has developed wings and flown because, you see, there's a voice note that we play on this station that says that it's almost impossible for these trucks of oil to be leaving crude oil, to be leaving the shores of Nigeria without government being complicit. It's almost impossible. So it means that if government must be complicit, the NNPC must be complicit, security agents, those who are at border control, they all are complicit. And we, the people, are indebted. Yes. And don't forget, they've gone to collect more money. They say it's for, what's it called? They want to give us, they want to dash us the money.
Yeah.
To ameliorate your sufferings.
Yeah, poverty.
And guess what? I did some mathematics. I'm not great at it, but I did some mathematics. And that money, the first tranche that the finance minister is making reference to, if they were to divide it to Nigerians, you're getting 12,000 naira each.
Oh, okay.
12,000 naira. What can you do? 12,000 naira. Let's think about it right now. What can 12,000 naira do for you? I'm not talking about a month, in a week, in one day.
Okay, a day.
What can it do? And why do we borrow these monies to spend if we're not using it to build infrastructure or developments that will bring back business? Don't forget, we set aside, I think in 2021, if not 2022, 1.something trillion naira to service refineries that are not doing anything. And then, of course, we're paying salaries to people who work in those refineries that are not churning out anything. So really, where are we going? Because sometimes when we talk about these things, it's like, maybe we just, you these journalists, you just like to nag. You like to hear the sound of your voice. But are we stopping to think about where these governments, successive governments, are leading us to with this level of indebtedness that is not just going to affect us and our children, but even their children and their children coming after them? We're in trouble. Unfortunately. No, this is not me raising an alarm. This is me calling your attention to the people who lead us and the level at which they're borrowing. And for what are they borrowing? If you're borrowing to spend on the right things, we'd probably know. It took even the IMF to start warning us all that the way that people are doing these monies that you are taking to spend, are you doing it? I mean, come on. Yes, of course, it doesn't stop them from giving you the monies. But they're worried that they may never get these monies back because of how you're spending it. And you know, in Nigeria, nobody's held account. To account, I beg your pardon. Nobody's accountable.
You know? I couldn't just stop laughing. I know this is a serious issue, but you see, they say, that will get money, they will pesty money. It's safe to say that we are rich people. If we can be owing people six trillion naira. The question, the first question is, what did we buy? Let's ask this administration. What did we actually buy? And then again, you see, when things like this come up, I think it's because they want us to feel as though things are working or this is a process to make things work. But we thank God that most Nigerians have good thinking heads on their shoulders. And so you begin to think, this is why all this analysis is going on. Who's going to pay this body, Myriad?
Oh, you and I, darling. Oh, you and I. And that's why our taxes are going up every single day. It's unfortunate that the cost of living is rising higher and higher by the day. And of course, your take-home pay is not going up. Yes.
So Myriad,
the government is considering taxing you the more.
Myriad, let's not see. Don't make this thing so serious.
It is very serious,
I don't want to have.
Have you walked into a shop to buy anything that you bought months ago?
So
much is it now?
Are we saying now that, you know, normally as I don't owe anybody.
How do you think that? Oh, really?
Wait, that's what I would say.
Well, who are you? Are you not Nigerian?
So now.
No. Are you from Niger?
No, I'm from Nigeria.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. As a Nigerian, as you walk on the road every day, just know your mind.
Yes, you're indebted to the World Bank and to IMF. And so, as funny as it may sound,
okay,
we need to start holding these guys to account because it's unfortunate that they might. I mean, somebody's already saying, "I'm tired. Forgive me. Leave me. I'm going on vacation. I'm tired of being president. It's time to go. I've done my best, sir. Who's going to pay for all that money that
it's
you
not
took
paying.
And you did not you put to good use? Are we going to ask those questions? Are we going to say, "Oh, there's immunity. Let's leave it." What happens after they leave office? Because these debts keep piling up year in, year out.
Like
and then we're paying more money to service these debts as opposed to paying them. I don't know, but I think that as Nigerians, we need to be awake to our responsibilities and start asking the right questions. And that's Sound Off. Cheers to life. Good morning, everybody. Yes, it's a Monday morning, a public holiday, and lots of people just stay chill for their houses.
They
stretch them legs. So them no go day traffic. Now we day for here. Okay, I need to stop that.
No, it's nice. You can continue. We love it.
Anyway, before we get started on our meetings this morning, somebody wants to say.
Yeah.
These things. I don't want to say it in my pidgin parlance that it's paining me because me, I'm single.
Don't worry. God, I did it for this Aladi Kome.
Do it for me, Jesus. Do it.
Okay, it says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, Marianne and Feta. Please, I want to make a shout out to my girl, Ajoke Gold, Atinuke Baby, a.k.a. All right. You can call her, though. We don't think we have that time to call her.
Oh, we can't call her. I'm so sorry.
Happy birthday to Atinuke Baby, okay? Ajoke Gold, you're a baby. Alhaji Kome is saying happy birthday to you.
Ah, ranga de desa. You're doing a happy birthday for your gay.
Ah, okay. Good. Do
one
my
day, somebody will love me, call the radio and send shout out
and
to me.
Shout
one
out
day.
To one day.
God of the single.
One day. Mm. Oh, oh, mm. Oh.
Mm.
So shall it be.
I love you like I love the water. Let's go into our musings this morning. 22 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. Okay, we got to go for a break. Mm? When we come back from that break, we'll get into conversations proper. How about that? Lateral. We have been hustling.
We have been
every
hustling.
Day. I'm hustling. All right, so let's talk about this hustle. Let's even talk about it. You know, when you are a child, you're trying so hard to become an adult. You want to be grown up. You want to be a teen so fast. And then when you're a teen, you want to be an adult so fast. You want to move out of the house and just be doing your own things. Like, and then adulthood hits. And then you're like, Mommy, please don't be angry. Can I move back into the house?
Oh, no, you can't.
Just for like.
We'll change your room to the storeroom.
I need to up my life right now. Mommy, when you are visiting your parents' house, you go with a shopping bag because you want to, you know, literally.
Want to cart away food stuff.
Take everything from the food storage. So let's talk about adulting and how life can, be, you know, come at you really fast, you know? The Americans would say, you know, life throws you a curve, you know. When you're in that tight corner, who do you call? Who's your go-to person? Let me say it like they say in the streets. When adulting is not adulting, mm-hmm. who do you call?
Call Jesus.
No, but on a serious note, guys, when you know, you're dealing with life's problems and, you know, especially if you are like a few of us who have just decided to become an adult and you're adulting, you're living, you're responsible to a lot of people. There are many, a few of us.
So the rest of them decided to be what? And who?
I mean,
decided to still be kids.
Yeah, that's true.
Who do you get to? Who do you talk to? Who do you call? Who's your go-to person when you're stressed, when you need someone to talk to?
Dani and Dana, they'll say, call Jesus. Call Jesus. You know Dani and Dana?
Yeah, those kids, the twins. Yeah, Lagos, that's what we're going to talk about. But we want to take your messages, so start sending us messages because we have a break, another break coming. Mm-hmm, I know. Don't at me, please. Send us a WhatsApp message. We want to hear from you. And then, of course, on the other side of the clock, we will take your calls. But in the meantime, when adulting is not adulting, who do you call when you are in your toughest spot, when you are boxed into a corner? Who's that person that you call? 0809-5975-805. 0809-5975-805. And later on, we will open up the phone lines to take your thoughts and your comments. When adulting is not adulting, who do you call? I think I can take one quick call before we go on that break. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Eh?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Comrade, go ahead, quickly. Comrade, your line is very, very poor. I'm so sorry, and we can't hear you. But let me see if I can take another quick call. Hello, good morning. Apologies. You will have to call us later, because right now we have to go on a quick break. Quick break. When we come back from that break, we're talking about adulting. Yes, that's the street lingo. When adulting is no longer adulting, and you're facing the toughest time in your life, who do you call? Who's your go-to guy? Who's that person that you know that person is interested in hearing what you have to say and always has the right thing or the right responses, or you feel comfortable with them? That's the question we're asking. We'll be right back after this message. And we are back at 2 minutes gone past the 11 o'clock hour. Let's talk adulting now. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. You know that every week comes its own different wahala. And the wahala can come from, it can be money wahala, family wahala, work wahala, you know, business wahala, wahala just the wahala. And of course, when adulting is no longer adulting, who do you go to? Who do you call? Who do you rely on for moral support or good counsel? Or when you want to make a horrible decision, who do you call that you're sure
will come through for you?
Yeah. Who's that person? Because we want to know. 0700-993-993-993. We want to hear from you. And why do you choose that person to be your go-to person? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Cheers to life.
Cheers to life. Good morning.
Am I speaking with my dear lovely special Marianne?
Yes, it is your very lovely special Marianne.
I can see it on your voice. My dear Feta.
Hi, good morning to you.
My name is Emma Azubike. I'm calling from Azubike.
All right, Azubike, who's your go-to person when you are, when life is not doing life?
First of
life
all,
is not life.
First of all, Nigeria Info is number one.
Yeah. But Nigeria Info cannot talk back to you now. That's the problem.
No, you know why I say Nigeria Info?
Tell us.
When I'm listening to Nigeria Info at East, in Port Harcourt, Nigeria Info, the person that taught me a lot of lessons for me to move forward in life, do you know that person is Enoho Obezeyo?
Oh, okay.
When he's talking about life challenges, I pick a lot of points on her show then that makes me to comes up as a man to go and face what is facing me. Then secondly, again, this Lagos, this Tony, known as Mr. Tillcraft, that is working in Nigeria before he's not working here again. I don't. The other one that I had in place on Sunday show, when he's talking about life challenges, I learned a lot of things on his show that time. But
okay, so what we're talking about is that person that is close to you that you can always call when you have a problem or you need someone to talk to. That's what we mean.
Okay, well, I know. I'm just land. I want to land. Someone to just give you what inspires me a lot.
Okay.
As a man, are you getting me? Mm.
Yeah.
So, and secondly, it's my pastor and my elderly brothers. Also, when life is getting tough like that, if I don't see anybody that I run to, I will especially run to my pastor. And when my pastor told me, when I look into it, I see that I can bring a value to my life.
Okay. All right. Azubike, we have to let you go because we need to take every other person's call. But thank you very much. So he doesn't even have one. He has a pool of people. That's great.
And you see, this actually goes on to prove that adulting doesn't really have to do all the time with money. Sometimes all we just need is a push, some words of encouragement. And if you have people in your life that can give that to you, your adults will not adult very well.
Simple. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Chance yes. Alive, good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Morning.
This is the only Eze of the Bolula.
Hey. I heard that there are not two Ezes, so you're calling yourself the only one.
Yes, I've landed. You see, the person I always call, before any issue come to me, I will first weigh how you react for something. How you keep secret. Yes. And it's only one. Not my pastor, but he's a pastor, but it's not because he's a pastor. Because I've stayed with him for a long time. We've known in and out of each other. So anytime I have a problem that is bigger than me, I always call him for a second opinion.
Okay.
If I do not get him through, I will wait until any day I get him through. Then I will disable the issue before I take any action. Because I know so whatever he give me, it should be a good advice for me. He's a pastor. It's my pastor in the church, but not because he's a pastor.
Yeah, because you know his character.
Yes, I know his character. I know so his.
You trust him.
Yes. There are pastors. They are going to discuss your problem with. Before you know it, every member of the church have heard everything.
May we not tell those kinds of pastors our problem?
Yeah. So before you know it, you are already out of the church.
Thank you very much, Eze, for calling.
But why is it that Eze? Why is that everything you need to tell somebody secrets? You say you are always looking for someone that is secretive.
Because you see, some people would rather that. You know, you keep their business private. It's not that it's terrible what they're telling you. It's just that they'd rather that people feel safer when they're sure that, you know, you don't have a loud mouth or you don't run your mouth in public.
That's why you should not be friends with radio people.
Like, literally, I was going to say that a lot of people will say, once a radio person just on the mic,
I have a friend of mine.
You're holding your heart like GJH.
My friend tagged me on the post. I'm like, what? What do you mean by that? Come on,
like,
girl.
I'm not even going to play because, you know, people just don't want you to put their business out there. They're telling you for a reason and then they just want to hope that it's going to stay between you two. It's not like it's a secret per se, but can you not use me as an example on your show? Please, good dear friend.
Okay, like, what if it's a good example? Like, I have a friend of mine who's so very hardworking.
Yeah, but
you like that one.
Yeah, but let it not be that. So, you know, I have this really good friend whose boyfriend...
But wait, I didn't call your
Leave
name
it.
Now. Why didn't call your
Leave
name?
Leave it. Those who know us, we know it. Leave it. Let's take another call.
Hello, good topic.
Hello, good morning.
Topic.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? I got you today. I got this place today. Yay! This is my first time of calling.
You are welcome in the name of the Lord. it's because of you I came to work. I wouldn't have come home. Can you believe that?
Go ahead.
My children are at the background listening to you.
Kisses to the babies.
We just want to greet you and say hello to you.
Thank you. Happy holiday.
Happy holiday. Oh, yeah, greet. Say what's up, niggas. All right, take care. Enjoy your day. I'm listening to you guys just to get the experience.
Thank you.
Okay, great, beautiful.
Love it.
All right. Well, we got messages on WhatsApp. Let's see.
We do. Mm. Okay. Fred says, I call my diaspora peoples when adulting is not adulting. And diaspora friends ask the scariest questions. They be like, so how much do you need? But deep down, them know say things get as a view. Okay. Great. Mm. When my adulting is not adulting, truth be told, I call on Christ first. That is spiritually. It's pretty cocoa.
Okay.
Then I wait for some time, minutes or few hours. The first three people I call, no matter who they are, at least one of them will come through big for me. Shegun. Call me now. Mm. Call me.
You're gonna come.
You have put something in your mouth. Something spiritual.
Because you called on Christ.
Marianne, can you send me 10 billion? Marianne, say hello.
Yes, let me call Emefiele. I'm coming. Hold on.
All right, when adulting is not adulting, I cry in my closet and dust myself up. Odunayo, way to go!
Odunayo is really great. I must applaud you, but you need someone to talk to. No man is an island. Take it from me.
But wait, this person knows how to move
auntie,
when they want to
auntie,
move.
Auntie, I'm telling you that so nobody... No. Nobody is an island. You need a person to open up to.
But
it's life. It's the reality of life.
Odunayo knows that. That particular situation doesn't need any third party. Just me, myself, and I. You know there are some situations
nobody
like that.
Nobody is an island. And I'm not going to move on that one.
I disagree with you. But anyway, Caroline from Magoro says, my go-to person is a great friend, Eggy. He never judged me, accepts me for who I am, tells me the truth to my face, and very considerate. Does it give you money?
Don't we all need that friend? Because, I mean, I think everybody needs that friend.
Does it give you money?
The one that will look at you and say, why are you doing Zuzu? Yeah. But you don't say you mess up.
They come, they do.
But no worry, you are my guy. So this is what we're going to do. That's the kind of friend everybody needs.
She used to give money. Is there space in your friendship so I can just enter so it can be true?
No, we don't have... There's not room for too many mad people.
Yeah. I'm not mad. I don't think Caroline is mad. Edgy's not mad.
No. But
I'm going to be three pips.
But on a serious note, I think that everybody needs to have that one person they could, lean on. They're sure that they might not have money to give them. They might not have, but they always have their ears, and it's very good. It's very good.
You need a friend.
This one says, yes, so plenty money. For what?
Like how much? Like how much per day? Per problem?
I don't want to be your friend because of money.
Of course, yes.
Stop it.
He's just saying sometimes he comes through now when he needs
money. Oh, that's not a problem. I mean, if you have money, your friend should also be able to benefit from it.
So per problem is how much? Like, anyway.
Per problem, 1 million.
Don't forget to call the number 0700-993-993-993. 01465-7190 is the customized number for females. All right, let's do this. We have a call right there.
Yes, let's go back to the phone lines. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Please call us back if you can. Don't forget, the question is, when adulting is no longer adulting, who do you go to? So let me say that in proper English. When life hits you hard, when life, boxes you into a corner, or when it throws a curve at you, or a curveball. How do you deal? Who do you call? Who's your go-to person? When you're having a hard time, who do you speak to? Who is that person that you're certain that will listen and help you? Might not be monetarily, but,
just
the person
that
will speak
that
sense
you need.
To you or give you some wise counsel.
This guy called Shola says, what's up, Lagos? There are several stars in my life. Financial head office is my mom. Branch office, my old buddy. Spiritual branch office is my wife. And head office is my elder brother. On matters of emotions, that will be my female bestie.
Shola, you have... You have female bestie. I like to meet your wife. This is very... this is remarkable.
This issue of bestie, though.
We'll talk about it soon. Because I wanna. 0700-993-993-993. That's the number for you to call. 0700-993-993-993. What or who's that person that you call when you are in a tight corner? Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning. The Queen of Sheba.
Yes,
Queen Esther. Yay. Are you be hearing from my son?
Yeah.
Say hi to him for me.
Okay. We'll do that.
Yeah, but looking at every circumstances you like, I think the first of point of call is your immediate family. Hmm. That is where you come out from. Except you did not establish good relationship there. But even then, you should have a family within the area you have. Like in Christian, where they have godfather, they have godmother, that you relate with as a mother, as a father. It is a culture in Edo State that when you travel out, you look for someone that is responsible to associate with as a family.
Okay.
So that person now is someone next to you. But what the Bible says is that do not put your trust in a man. It is enough to relate with people, but don't trust them for your life or anything. Let God be the one to direct helper to you.
Okay.
And that has been helping me.
Okay. So
I don't even put my trust in my church member, neither the pastor. I just pray this is what I need. God will use somebody to implement it.
But you don't talk to anybody when you have a problem.
No, I first speak to God.
Okay.
Then God will send somebody to me.
Okay.
But all I know that those who are truly rooted in Christ, they hardly have problems.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, Manny. What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Yes, good morning.
You're shelling now.
This is my first time calling.
Special reception.
Yes, our welfare team got back from Canada.
If you look to your left like this, don't look to your left side. You see what asking with red dress, waiting for you after this. Thank you.
Okay, that is good. That is good. This is Austin from Lekki.
Austin, welcome.
Austin, go ahead, please.
Yeah. Well, this your topic is very good.
Now tell us.
I basically said, okay, then let's just say, so for the first person, no matter how the condition, they must pray to God first. Because like what happened to me, what I'm facing now, I lost money about 2 years ago. I do a business, but I did not discuss with anybody. But you know, the way the thing boss, I tell my wife, tell my children, I say, why you want to invest this kind of money? Don't tell anybody. After I say, mad, they said to them, end of the day, because of that one, they blame me. Blame end of the day, but my friend, I have friends. Like Nero, I tell her what happened. Mm. End of the day, my wife, my children disown me.
Yeah?
They disown me.
Why? Because of the issue.
Because of the money. Because say you have that kind of money, you are going to invest everything in the business.
Yeah,
end of the day, they disown me. And I told my friend, because I won't tell you like, most of the people outside, because they will give me proper advice. Because when I tell most of the time to my parents, to my brother or my sister, they say, hey, you do this kind of a thing.
So they're just concerned about the amount of money and not necessarily the mistake.
They will scold me or treat you. They said, I will feel. But when I tell people outside, they will say, you can do it this way. If I do it this way, sorry, next time, don't do it this way. Don't do it this way. That is why, presently, I don't really discuss some critical issue. With my people, because you know, they deal with what
you prefer to, like, prefer to talk to strangers, you mean?
Yes, because like the one where my senior sister moved up for the past 4 years now, careful, just months, he told me to bring my children from village. I told her the reason why, end of the day, he turned it into quarrel because most of the time I related to this thing and I see it most of the time because if outsider come and meet me, unknowing person come and meet me, I will give a proper counsel. But I'm not getting anything. God using me.
So you think it's safer to talk to an outsider than family members?
Yes.
Okay.
Like
thank you very much for calling. I mean, because you see, when Ahiwe was saying that, it has to be your extended family, and there are people who don't have great relationships with members of their immediate family, let alone your extended family. And some people, their secrets are even safer with outsiders, you know. So again, it depends on the relationship that you have with the people in your family, you're outside your family.
What about the fact that now we have a lot of people? I mean, the nature of human beings is very individualistic. Everybody's just looking out for themselves.
For themselves. That's what this guy was saying, that everybody was concerned about the money. So you had this type of money. And you didn't even tell Auntie, but can he lost money. You're not thinking about how he... I mean, yes, I understand. And it's very bad. It's really very bad, unfortunately.
But you didn't even tell how much is the money so that I can also say...
You're part of the problem. Is it? You're part of the problem. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Cheers to life. Good morning.
Good morning. Set on one. Mary Ann, pin up. Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, this is Igwe Victor.
Mm. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, is it exclusively on family bloodline or...
No. We didn't make mention of any sort. We said, who is the person, who's your go-to person when life hits you hard? We didn't ask whether you go to family. We just said who.
Okay. To me, I have... very wonderful brothers.
Yeah.
Very wonderful brothers, and I have good friends as well. But if anything happens, I have another brother who is just like a dad to me. When I have health issues, when the money that was involved was mentioned, when I called him and told him from the hospital, he left everything he was in. He was actually discussing with somebody, and I told him the present condition I was into. He had to leave everything he was in and went inside and cried. Mm-hmm. After he finished crying, he called me back and told me that I should hold myself, that everything about the money, that we must see how we can put heads together and raise the money for the whole medical issues. Mm. So he contacted everybody, the family members, the rest of the family members, and some of our friends. In fact, I have wonderful brothers. Dickie Leonard Igwe, he is a wonderful brother. Then Mr. Ifan Livingstone Igwe, he stays in Hong Kong. He's a wonderful brother.
Hong Kong. So All right.
I have these two people I call whenever I have issues. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Igwe Victor. Mary, you're lucky.
I really need to read this message
please,
before
go
we
ahead,
take
more
callers. This one says, what's up, Lagos? Believe me, Feta Marianne, I keep it real and simple. Whenever I find myself in such a scrape, whenever I have my back to the wall, I call Ghostbusters.
Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters. I'm Duncan in Jegu.
Yeah, baby, you're not having a ghost problem, are you? Because if you are, then you can. Yeah. But if not, that's not it. Capish?
All right, beautiful.
Okay. All right.
Okay, I think we should just take more. This is like birthday shout out that people want to.
No, we're not doing birthday shout outs on this show. It's not a shout out show, okay? So that you guys don't turn it into a shout out show. All right, we have 2 more minutes on the clock. Let's see if we can squeeze in 2 calls. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Apologies. Call us back if you can, if we still have time. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers.
Cheers to life. Good morning.
Good morning, Marianne and Feta. How are you doing?
Good morning.
We're good. Who do you call, brother? Who do you call?
Well, when I have a problem, I call my elder sister. She has been a supportive pillar to me.
In
all situations.
Big sister rules.
Mm. Yeah.
Marianne can relate.
I'm the first time caller anyway.
First time caller! How did I know?
You're welcome in the name of the Lord when you're going out of the hall.
Don't
you're
happy
right.
People, yes. We
There's
love
no
you. You are welcome.
We have a package for you. Yes, please.
Thank you
for
calling. We appreciate it. All right. All our first timers, please, we just want to let you know that we have a little parcel
for you.
There's small
it's not handshake and bottle water.
There's puff.
Okay, upgraded from handshake.
There's small shops, yes.
Nice, love it.
And then please fill your details in the card and give it to that nice sister in red. Thank you and God bless. Please come again next time and call us all the times.
Yes,
thank you and God bless.
All the times. Mm. All the times is different from all the time.
Mm-hmm. All the times. Mm-hmm. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? You're my last caller.
Yeah, thank you, madam, for picking at last.
He's at last.
Give us WhatsApp, Lagos.
I'm calling you from first class.
Give us WhatsApp, Lagos. Quick.
Yeah, to be seen.
You see, you don't give us WhatsApp, Lagos.
So
that's the problem. That's what happens. Mm. Follow the rules. Hello, good morning, WhatsApp, Lagos.
1 minute on the clock, my bro.
Hello, WhatsApp, Lagos.
What's up? Cheers to life.
Good morning. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
My name is Carlo. I'm calling from Ejaniki.
Welcome. Welcome.
Carlo, welcome.
First time.
Let's go. Yay. I love all my first timers. Wow. Welcome
God
to the show.
God bless you.
Mm-hmm. God bless you too.
Yeah. For me, anytime I choke, because that's how I see it. Choke. Anytime you choke, I used to call my pastor. He has been a wonderful father, a wonderful friend. He has been there for us. We call him my father, my father.
Okay. All right. Mm. Beautiful. Thank you so
Thank
much
you
for,
very
calling.
Much for calling. Marianne.
Quickly, we have 1 minute on the clock. I'll just read this one. For me, whenever I find myself in such condition, I call any agbere I could find. And these people are always happy to give me some of the taxes. Now, government workers are they run to. This is from Greenish. We got to go,
guys. Well, that's the show today. On the other side of the clock, we'll be bringing you Power Solutions. That's how Monday runs, very fast. But we'll be back here tomorrow on WhatsApp Lagos. Follow us on Nigerian Phone, all our social platforms, Twitter, Facebook, and of course, YouTube. Subscribe, download the Nigerian Info FM app and take us everywhere you go. My name is Mary Anna Cohn. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram, MIMIEYO, or just search for Marianne Jiko Cohn everywhere else. Feta?
I'm Feta. You can follow me on Instagram, Feta Dynamo, and Twitter, D_Feta.
Bye-bye, Lagos. We love you.